Frankie's celebration, sometime after a wedding, when people went maybe to the bride and groom's home and maybe rang bells and rattled pans.
I haven't been to very many like that.
Yes. Do you remember it? I don't think they, sounds like frontier times or something to me, but that question's in here.
Oh, I don't know. If it's after a funeral, they call that a wake.
Yes. You know, and they go,
is that question in there?
No, but
this is the similar thing in a wedding, but I.
But it's done to annoy the couple, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
They have the words down here. Catathump, horning, drumming, serenade, chivalry.
I don't know. I can't answer that one.
What do some people call a spook in order to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or."
The goblin's gonna get you.
The what?
The goblins.
Okay.
GOBLINS, I reckon.
I suppose. So, what about a word for the devil that might symbolize that they conjure up a certain picture in their mind? Have you ever heard anybody use anything like that to say the old so and so will get you?
I ain't.
Okay. But you know.
No.
Okay.
It's beyond.
Okay. There is a question in here about a house. I will get that. And how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Well, I feel it or not.
If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you would say, "I'm certainly glad I don't have to walk this very far."
To carry it. And there's also people would say lug,
okay.
A tote.
Okay.
I guess both of those are in there, but I wouldn't say either one.
Right.
Might say lug, but okay. I think I say carry. I'm trying to upgrade my, I want to, because I don't mean with you, but I've been working on that because during the years that I was associated with the 12 or 14 niggers on the place, and plus their wives and children, you get in the habit of talking down
the same,
using that same language. And I said I was going to quit all of that. For a long time, I just would get out and I'd try to talk just like they did.
Sure, that's easy.
Just to devil people.
Yes. Okay, what do you call a creature with a hard shell that lives in water? Has four legs.
It's a turtle or a terrapin. Now there's different ones. I don't think the turtle. Is it the terrapin that lives in the water and the turtle that lives on land?
I think it's different in different places.
Yeah. But those are the two words. I know I saw a little turtle about that large. And his head was sticking out and his legs were going. He was trying to get across the road without getting killed. I ran, let him go in between my wheels. I said, "You better hurry, little fellow.
Mm-hmm.
You won't make it."
Mm-hmm. And you're not sure if around here they use terrapin in the water or out?
I think they call them all turtles.
All turtles, okay. And what is the word for the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
I've had to fix those. My husband was sick one time, and the doctor told him to kill a hog and eat everything except the head.
Really?
And I had to fix those old chitlins, and I'll never forget it. And after we worked about six, I had help then.
Yes.
And we finally got them fixed, and I cooked them, and he said, "I'm sorry, but I can't do everything that doctor says. I can't eat chitlins."
But a medical doctor told him to eat it. How interesting. Isn't that interesting? And he couldn't eat them after he'd gone to the trouble.
He ate some one time and says, "Don't cook any more." I thought anybody that's fixed those things. Have you ever, you know how,
I know that people have told me about it, but I've never seen it. It's bad.
It's awful. And I don't think you can ever clean them enough to get that smell out.
Yes.
That's just out of the question.
Is there a word for the, that means all of the insides of an animal that can be eaten, and can you eat the insides of other animals besides hogs? And if so, what?
You eat chicken, turkey, beef.
What about the insides of it?